Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with my co-host, Minister Harold Copeland, and we are with you again in studio with Mission from the Heart. And I just want us to reflect on the ministry name, Mission from the Heart. And this is what we do, Brother Copeland and I. We are serious and sincere about doing God's business, His work from the heart, not from the mind, but from the innermost parts of our being. And we do this with eagerness of heart, with faithfulness of heart, and we do it with a enjoyment of heart. And I pray and hope that you who hear God through this ministry, Mission from the Heart, we pray that you enjoy and receive the benefits of what God blesses you to receive through Mission from the Heart, through the Word of God, and just allowing yourself to be relishing in God Himself through the Word of God. So we are still in the teaching series, Righteous and Holy. Righteous and Holy. This is part four of the teaching series, Righteous and Holy. So we encourage you to go to the website, if you will, and revisit the other broadcasts of this particular series so that you could bring yourself up to date. And for those of you who have been following along with us every week, praise the Lord. We are super excited and thankful that you have been faithful to the broadcast. So as we continue in this series, you can't earn righteousness and holiness. It's a gift from God. Keep that in mind, my brothers and sisters. It's not something that we earn. It is truly a gift. So according to John 4:24, God is spirit, the source of our life, invisible to mankind. And those who worship him, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So in order for us to be righteous and holy, we have to be spirit-filled, and we have to be right with God. And Mission from the Heart gives each person, each listener, an opportunity to get right with God in their spirit man. So we will talk about that more in the broadcast today, but without further ado, we are going to just pounce right into the broadcast, and I'm going to hand the mic over to Minister Copeland for us to continue in this wonderful teaching series, Righteous and Holy. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing in all things. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Hello, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God upon you in this hour. And God bless you. And we declare blessings, 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 blessings upon you and your family. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, always an honor, always a privilege, super excited to be back in the studio together with you again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. Want you to know it's an honor to to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a divine plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation will release God's divine plan for your life that will take you to your divine destiny that he has for you. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. And as I said earlier, we are still on this awesome series, Righteousness and Holiness. And I tell you what, the introduction by Minister Smith just covered it all. If y'all want to, you can take me out and we can go eat because the word has came forth already. Amen. So all I am going to do is open up a realm of more doors of this beautiful righteousness that she was speaking of, and this beautiful holiness that she was speaking of. And the important thing about it, she said, we can't earn it. And that's what we have to get into our hearts and our minds and our soul. We have to strive to get saved, get a discipleship, and then start performing in the church. Performing in the presence of God, trying to earn his approval, thinking that if we can outdo our brothers and sisters, then God will love us and give us more righteousness and holiness than he gives them. That's performance-based. And performance-based always takes away from the beauty of grace. And grace comes with his cousin called mercy. It's only about grace and mercy that right now we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And we are getting ready. We're just going to dive on in and let the Holy Ghost lead us and guide us, amen, into this beautiful righteousness, where we can rest from our labors. See, if we earn the righteousness and holiness, it's not a gift. It puts God on an obligation to give us a wage for what we have done. And as was said earlier, no, not one of us can do enough good works that would take us to a level where we are approved by the heart of God. Only one man can do it and was able to done it, and he's already done it. But he gave us the credit for what he did. He earned the righteousness, our Jesus. He earned the holiness. And he gave the gifts to us. And it's all based on the unconditional love of God. And you know, we always like to start out by reading our lunch pass scripture. Our lunch pass scripture comes out of the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, starting with verse 20, ending with verse 24. Let us read that.
But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen.
Yes. Let's stay in the same chapter. Let's stay in the same book and go back two chapters to Ephesians chapter 2. And let's read verses 8 and 9.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Amen.
And that sums it up. It's a gift from God, not of works, our selfish work, our self-righteousness, our so-called self-sanctification and self-holiness. Those self-righteousness and self-holiness will never be able to please God. That's why he gives us a gift. It's not of works that any man should boast. We don't have anything to boast about the righteousness that God has given us. We do not have any reason to boast or brag about the righteousness, the holiness God has given us. Paul put it this way. If I boast on anything, it's Jesus Christ and him crucified. And because of that, we can freely open our hearts by faith and receive the gift of righteousness and the gift of holiness. What a loving God. That's love. Love that goes past the human imagination. The agape goes past the human understanding. The agape, the love of God that goes past the human knowledge. Paul said, that I may know, and we know what know means, in my inner being, what Minister Smith was talking about. Praise God. That I may know in my knower, that I may know that I know that I know that I know the love of God, the agape, passes knowledge. One may have a doctorate degree from Yale or from Princeton or from Harvard. But that knowledge is not capable of understanding the agape, the love, the unconditional love of God. And right now, by the Spirit of the Living God, in studio and across the radio, let's just open our hearts and receive that love. Man, let's open our hearts and our minds and our souls and receive the unconditional love of God. Let's open up our knower that we may know, that we may know in our knower, that we may know that we know that we know that we know that we know the love of God that surpasses knowledge, even that of Yale and Princeton and Harvard. Glory to God. Yes, yes. So across the studio, by the power of the Spirit of God, we just release the unconditional love of God across the radio broadcast, we release the unconditional love of God into the hearts of a people. Because God wants to love on us more than we want him to love on us. It's a gift. And you know, even in the natural realm, somebody give you a gift, they hand it over, and you just reach it and you take it and you bring it in and receive it as yours. And as this gift of righteousness, gift of holiness, wrapped in a ribbon of love, is flowing into to you and to me and to everyone, let's just open our heart and receive it by faith. Come one with this love. Come one with this righteousness. Come one with this holiness. And what it does is it brings us one to the heart of God. And we have a heart-to-heart relationship with Abba Father. And we're on a mission that has been given to us that comes from the heart. Oh, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. And Minister Smith was just pulling on this righteousness. It was coming out of her heart, too. Pulling on this holiness in the introduction. She was pulling on the heart of God. She was releasing the life of Christ, resurrection life, through the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's what it's all about. Amen. This word has to take a 12-inch drop from the head, and it has to begin to penetrate the hearts of a people. And once the seed of that word began to get into the ground of the heart, just like it takes place in the natural realm, you get a natural harvest. But in the spirit realm, when the word of God gets into the heart of a people, there's a supernatural harvest that comes forth, or divine harvest. And they call it fruit of the spirit, beginning with love. Let's receive that love, joy. Let's receive joy in this hour. Joy unspeakable. The joy of the Lord that strengthens us. Peace. Shalom. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Jesus said, peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, a love, and a sound mind. And if you are my age, you can remember back in the day, we would get up in the choir stand, and we begin to sing. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And you talk about peace. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have. That's the peace we got this on this day. Glory to God, and there's no devil, no demon, no principality, no power, no situation, no circumstance that can take it away from us. Amen. They didn't give it to us, and they can't take it away. And then there's a standard in there and say, nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Amen. It's all about Jesus in this hour. And we lift him up, and we magnify our Jesus. And we glorify him because he's worthy of the praise. He's worthy to be exalted. His name is worthy to be released above all names. There is no name like the name King Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No, not. You can't find one. You can look high. You can look low. You can look left. You can look right. But you'll never find a name that is greater than the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to dive in. And we want to do a quick recap of some of the nuggets. Even Minister Smith brought them out. And we're going to just lay out two scriptures. She talked about this great spirit that we have. Amen. The spirit is awesome. And that's why we have to have a spirit to spirit. As she spoke on John 4:24, God is a spirit. She was in the Holy Ghost with using a great. God is a spirit. And those that worship must worship him with spirit. So it's a spirit to spirit encounter. And in that spirit to spirit relationship, man, we get a intimate, personal relationship with God. Amen. This is not about religion. Amen. This is not about quoting a bunch of scriptures. How many scriptures we know? Amen. We can have the scriptures in our head, but if we don't get them into our hearts, they will not connect us. There will not be a divine transformation. There will not become a metamorphosism, as she said, from the inside out, glory to God, that ugly caterpillar, that's who I was an ugly caterpillar, but when that word got in my heart, I was metamorphosized into a beautiful butterfly. I was an ugly tadpole, but when the word came by the Spirit of the living God, I was metamorphosized from the inside out to a beautiful bullfrog. Glory to God. And in this metamorphosis, we are transformed into the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Let's go to the book of 1 John. First John chapter 4, verse 17.
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. That's divine talk. That is kingdom talk. That is spiritual talk. Spirit to spirit, worship him, must worship him in spirit and truth. And that word of worship say, as he is Jesus, so are we, and we are you and me, those that are born again. In our spirit, man, we are just like Jesus. And Paul says it this way, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live yet. It's not I anymore, but it's Christ. And he's living his life in me, in you, all that are born again. That's why the spirit is so important. We got a brand new life. Not just any old type of life, but the life Jesus say, I come that you may have life. In layman's terms, I come to give you a life. And that's just not any life, but I come to give you my life. And he called it that life and that life more abundantly, the abundant life. One more scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17.
1 Corinthians 6, 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Amen. And that one spirit is the Spirit of God. That one spirit is the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that empower us to be transformed by the Word of God. Empower us to be transformed into the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ. Empower us with a supernatural power that is greater than our own abilities, greater than our own strength. It's a place where we let our own strength go and we become weak. And once we become weak in and ourselves, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And I like what Paul says about his weakness. He said, when I am weak, you are strong. And he goes on to say that, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities. Not murmuring and complaining. Not try to get out of it. But I'm going to stay right in the middle of my weakness, my infirmities. And I'm going to exalt you. I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to magnify you. I'm going to glorify you. Declaring from my heart, the core of my being, that my God is greater than my struggles. My God is greater than my problems. My God is greater than my circumstances. He's greater than my situation. My God is greater than anything that the enemy can bring up against me. That's what you call praising in the middle of. From the opening scripture, in all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. One more scripture. Ephesians. That'll be chapter 1. And let's read verses 18, 19, and 20.
Ephesians 1, 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Amen.
Amen. So in that great spirit, that Minister Smith was talking about in her introduction, and the great spirit that is even moving now as we read the scriptures and we bring forth revelation by the Holy Spirit. The same spirit, that power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in our spirit being. We got the power. We got the power. There was a song that came out, I got the power. They didn't know what they was talking about. Amen. God, hallelujah. Amen. But truly, if you're born again, you got the power. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. It's spiritual. It's supernatural. Why? Because now since we're born again, you know how we say it here. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We're not a soul. We have a soul. And that. You have a car. You're not a car. You just have one. And we're not a soul. We just have a soul. We are a spirit. We have a soul. And we live in this physical body that we call the earth suit. We're not this earth suit. We just live in it. You live in a house. The house is not you. You just live in it. The real you live inside the home. And this earth suit man live inside in the innermost parts of the earth. We live in this physical body. And this great spirit that we have has been completely changed. Minister Smith spoke on that in the introduction. And in that, old things are passed away, all things are become new. So we never can approach God unless we come to him through the righteousness and holiness of who we are in the spirit. And that's what Minister Smith was talking about coming out of John 4:24. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must. Amen. Because we're not worthy to come into God's presence based on our own righteousness and holiness and our own thoughts and actions. That's what we call self-righteousness. I mean, I was a self-righteous Christian. Glory to God. I used to go around telling me I did this and I did that and I do this. And I stay up all night praying and I fast up 3 times a week and I sing in the choir and I'm an usher. And I do that's self-righteousness. And that is not pleasing in the sight of God. Because even at our best, we still fall short of doing everything we should. Even when we've been seeking God with all of our hearts, we still have negative and impure thoughts in our mind. So no matter how hard we try, we'll never measure up to God's perfection through our own efforts in the physical, which is the physical body, emotional and mental realm, which is the soul. God communes with us, spirit with a big S, to spirit with our little s. We became brand new creatures, and we are now righteous and holy. In our born-again spirit, we are as pure as Christ. His righteousness has been given to us. His righteousness has been given to us. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5, 21.
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen.
Amen. God made him become our sins. They call it the great exchange. He took our sins and he gave us his righteousness. And now we can say boldly that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If you're born again, you may have got mad today, but guess what? You are still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Let's take it a little further. If you're born again, you may have sinned today, but guess what? Of God in Christ Jesus. If you're born again, God may have told you to wake up early and pray and you was too tired and you didn't do it, but guess what? You are still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If you're born again, while you was getting ready for work, God probably asked you to, I want you to skip breakfast. Give me a breakfast fast. And you couldn't pass up that biscuit. And you ate that biscuit. Guess what? You still are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I don't know if you know old Tina Turner, but if I could talk to Tina, I'll answer her question. Tina used to say, what love got to do with it? Everything, Tina. Everything. 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 This is the greatest love story that ever been told. And it's time for the church to wake up and stop condemning people and begin to love on them with the unconditional love of God. Because if you're born again, you are righteous and you are holy. And it's not of your works that you have anything to boast about, but it's by grace that we are saved. Jesus has become our righteousness by taking away our sins and unrighteousness and bringing us into this great exchange and giving us his righteousness that never can be taken away from us. Not by our doing. We didn't earn this righteousness by our doing. We didn't earn this holiness by our doing. And our doing will not cause us to lose it. And if we find ourselves doing something that we know we shouldn't do, and we hear this love story and the beauty of this righteousness and holiness, we pray for a heart conviction that I just don't want to do it no more. I just want to line up with the righteousness that has been given me. I just want to line up with the holiness that has been given unto me. I just want to walk with my God. I don't want nothing to separate me from the love of God. And maybe somebody heart is saying, I missed it. I missed it. They wasn't teaching this in my church. Even my parents didn't teach me this. I didn't hear about this in Sunday school. I heard something totally different, that if I didn't do right, God was going to pop me upside the head. So I never received him because I knew I wasn't able to do right. That God was this big bad judge ready for me to mess up and he was going to hit me across the head with his gavel. But now that he want to give me a gift of righteousness, a gift of holiness, and he want to release his unconditional love upon me in spite of me, did I miss my chance? No, you didn't. I said, you're in the right place. This is your hour. This is a divine appointment. God has set you up to receive. And the Holy Spirit has called you unto the broadcast and to the studio for such an hour as this. It's time, it's time, it's time, it's time. It's time to stop. It's time for me to drop. It's time for me to pray. It's time for me to get out of the way. It's time for me to surrender the microphone over to Minister Smith, who's been anointed for this hour to take us to the cross to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I'm going to let go and let God. Minister Smith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the time and this is the day that the Lord God has made for you. Don't miss it. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off for another day. You've put it off for too long, my brother, my sister. God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. This is what he wants for us. He created us for that. In his image to have an abundant life. He did not make us as robots automatically love and obey him. No, he didn't do that to us. God gave us a will and freedom to choose. And this is the day that he has made for you to choose yes to today. Yes for you to want to be saved. Time has passed away. Time is no more in the past. Time is now. So, Brother Harold and I encourage you to say yes to Christ Jesus today. He created you to say yes. We choose to disobey God too long and go our own way willfully too long, way too long. We still make this choice today. So the result of that type of a choice is separation from God. And as you've heard the word go forth today through scripture and through the plea of Minister Copeland, that is God's anchor in your soul, pulling you in and closer to him. So we don't want you to go away from this broadcast today saying, I would have, I could have, I should have. Today is the day, today is the hour, and now is the time, my brother and sister, for you to say yes, Lord, yes. Now, this was what I mentioned in the beginning of the broadcast, that this particular gift is according to your own choice and will to say yes. It is not forced upon us. God gave us a free will to say yes to him and no to sin. Listen to what it says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So that means you and I, Dr. Copeland, and so many others in the household of faith, we've all sinned and we've all fallen short. So we don't have to live in the past, but we do live for today. And according to Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift, and we talked about that in the broadcast today, righteous and holy is a gift of God. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, all of this delights the soul. Because when we think about heaven, my brothers and sisters, most of us want to go. But when we think about sin and continual sin in our life, most of us don't think about death. And scripture tells us that the wages of sin is death. So I want you to really get into your soul, your thinking, your heart, and a choice to say yes to Jesus Christ today. Don't miss this opportunity, because tomorrow is not promised to any one of us, but we live as though it is. We think as though it is, but there's no guarantee that you will wake up to see the sun set or the sun rise the next day. But the guarantee is what Jesus did on the cross for you and I. He died on the cross for you. His blood ran down his side for you. He redeemed us from our sins because of you. He did this for us. And so this is the reason why we plead with you, come into the ark of salvation today. No more woulda, coulda, shoulda. No more looking in the rearview mirror of your past and allowing it to be a dark cloud following you for the rest of your life. Just say yes. It's that easy. He loved you enough for Jesus to die on the cross. So let's pray this simple little prayer that you would come to know Jesus Christ as simple as you know how in your heart. It's easy and simple. So if you would pray with me as we pray together and you trust the Lord to know that you will be saved. So pray with me and pray this way. Now, it's my words, but it's your heart. So now, follow along with me, but God knows your heart. So let's pray. Now, I encourage you, my brothers and sisters who are listening, to pray with us, undergird those who are accepting Jesus today. Hold them up high in your prayer, and maybe that special person in your circle of influence, lift them up by name. Intercede for them that they would come to know Jesus as well. So there's a reason why God has them on your heart. It's for you to intercede for them as well. So let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in my life on earth today. Lord, I surrender my life to you with outstretched hands, with humbleness of heart. Lord, I need you. I come with myself, with love in my heart for you. I believe by faith that you died on the cross for me. You didn't have to, Lord Jesus, but you did, and I thank you. Lord, thank you for your amazing grace that loved me so much, even in my wickedness, my foolishness, my unrighteousness. Lord, you love me still today, and I believe you do. Thank you, Father, for loving me deeply. Here I am, Lord, at your feet, making my plea in all humility, saying yes to you, Lord Jesus, yes to you. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you will be doing inside of me. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For you now, as you rise up with outstretched hands and tears may be running down your face and your head is hung high, just you might be doing a hallelujah praise dance. That's okay too. But the joy of the Lord is our strength, for we are to rejoice in him, we are to praise him, we are to glorify him in the best way you know how. Just give him all of the praise. Hallelujah. So we are excited, and we encourage you to get in a Bible teaching church, that you would be baptized by submersion of water, that you would also seek out a discipleship, small group class within that church, and also a Sunday school class. The more that you are discipled, the more that you are washed on the inside and built up, you will be fruitful to the Lord God. So blessed be the name of the Lord, and I am going to allow Minister Copeland to give his hallelujah praises and congratulations to you, my brother, my sister, as you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We are so excited because of what you have said yes to today. Always remember that God is with you. Minister Copeland?
Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. This is an hour of rejoicing. Amen. And an hour that we glorify God for your life. Amen. You have positioned yourself for purpose. And not who mama wanted you to be or who daddy wanted you to be. Even as a little child, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a police officer. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. No. But the very reason God put you in your mother's womb, divine purpose and plan, revelation, you have positioned yourself. The greatest thing that anybody could accomplish in the earth realm is, why did God put me here? Why did the creator of the world, the universe, why did he put me in the earth realm? Why did he place me in my mother's womb? And that is for him to reveal his plan that he has for you even before the creation of the world. And that's the only way anybody in the earth realm can be fulfilled. If you've just been looking at the news lately, we see billionaires that's not fulfilled. We see multimillionaires that's not fulfilled because they haven't found purpose. Amen. And purpose is not having a bunch of money. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But if it's not purpose, living in a big mansion, that's not purpose. If it's not God, if you haven't found God, purpose, and you try to fulfill an earthly purpose, it will never satisfy. So now you have fulfilled and you have positioned yourself to receive divinely from the Father, the Heavenly Father, and to his sons and his daughters. And God will begin to reveal purpose. Why he place you in the earth realm. I'm super excited because you're on a journey now. Praise God. A spiritual journey. We do not even know what life is all about until we make the connection to the power source. Amen. And we no longer try to gain the whole world and end up losing our soul because we haven't tapped into divine purpose. But now our hearts and our minds and our souls can be fulfilled, and everything that God has for us will confine us. Because now what you're doing is you're seeking first the kingdom of God. Oh, yes, you are. In his righteousness. It's hard when you try to work out your own righteousness. It's hard. It never fulfills. It wears us down. But now we seek God's kingdom with all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our souls and all of our thoughts. And we seek his righteousness, as was taught very well, by receiving it as a gift. Not of works that any man should boast. And the word of God say, and all of these things, whatever God has for you, all of these things will be added. In other words, they'll come looking for you. You don't have to come looking for them. While you seek in God's kingdom, you look around and whatever you need, boom, there it is. It's going to be right there by you. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. And we thank God that Minister Smith's encourage you, because that's the only way to find a good Bible teaching church, get on a small group study for accountability. Not condemnation, but accountability. Somebody to hold your hand up when you get weak. And we will get weak. We need each other. I need you. You need me. because we are the body of Christ. We need each other. We are family. And we come to encourage. We come to help each other out. We come to strengthen each other. We come to give one an encouraging word. We come to pray for each other. We come together and we praise and we worship and we exalt God together. And we give him a praise where he can inhabit that praise. He can come live in it. Glory to God. His very presence. There is nothing greater than the presence of the living God. And once you understand that by the word that he gives you, his presence come with it. And the more of his word you get, the more of his presence you receive. And it's like eating your favorite food. You just can't stop. You just can't stop. You just can't stop. Somebody had a song say, I just can't stop loving the Lord. I just can't stop loving the name of Jesus. Amen. We get love this Jesus, and this Jesus love you. And, you know, and I like the foundation of the righteousness and the holiness that has been set and came to agreement between Minister Smith and I, and it's flowing by the spirit of revelation knowledge is going. So the revelation has been established. So we encourage you to go back to the first teaching and walk it through and open your hearts and just believe and begin to receive. So as we go further in the teaching for next week, we want to go to the Old Testament and see an Old Testament righteousness and compare it to the New Testament righteousness. And that's what we're going to do next week. I'm super, 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 super excited. And now I will release the blessing upon you. May the grace of God go before you on this day. And may the peace of God rest and abide in our hearts forever. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us, that others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God bless you. I love you, and we'll see you again next week. Minister Smith?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, this is such a blessing for all of us to be one with another, listening to the word of God, just receiving what God has blessed you to hear. He says in his word, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear. And it's just just brings joy to my soul, Minister Copeland, for us to continue to preach the word of God in all its simplicity, that others who listen to the broadcast can enjoy it along with us. It is just simply a joy to my soul. So we want to just allow this to resonate in your soul. And always remember, our brothers and sisters, always remember that the grass wither and the flowers faded, but the word of God remains forever and ever. God bless you. God bless you.